أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون. فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. الذين كذبوا شعيبا كأن لم يغنوا فيها، الذين كذبوا شعيبا كانوا هم الخاسرين. فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم فكيف آسى على قوم كافرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah 90 to 93 of Surah Al-A'raf, continuing the discussion between the chiefs, the leaders of the people of Madian, the people of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِ. And certainly the chiefs from his people had said to the people that were following Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam, the believers, لَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتُمْ شُعَيْبًا. If you follow Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. Then assuredly, surely you are at a loss. Now again, this is because of a person's sins. One begins to distort and one recognizes haqq as batil and batil as haqq. Here are people that are following the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. And here are people that are saying that if you follow the Nabi, you will be at a loss. If you follow the Nabi in truth and reality, you will be on sirat mustaqim, and you will be in the total obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now begins to terminate the incident of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. That when they had come to this point, when they had decided to evict Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam and banish him from their lands, and when they put the pressure on him, the dua that he had made, the dua we discussed yesterday, رَبَّنَ افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا. O Allah, judge between us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment had now come into operation, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala judged Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam and his people to be on haqq, and those that opposed him to be on batil. And the judgment of Allah Ta'ala was that now they need to be destroyed. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ. A rajfa, an earthquake began, the earth began to tremor. And then Allah says, فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. And then they all lied flat on their faces on the surface of this earth. In Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to Shu'ayb alayhi salam's people, Allah ta'ala uses the word sayha. Sayha, a screeching sound, had also accompanied the earthquake. If those ulama that say that Aika, like we discussed at the very beginning of the discussion, and Madian is one and the same place, then the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is really thought-provoking. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down an extreme heat wave, an unbearable heat wave. And when this heat began to intensify, people didn't know what to do, where to go. Some of them began to dig in the holes into the ground so that they could create like a basement, so that they thought they'll get shelter. Those that were successful found the heat of the ground to be even more intense than above the ground. So like that, people were now helter-skelter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, alongside the people of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, was a forest. And upon this forest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the accumulation of clouds. And as these clouds began to accumulate, it became cooler underneath it, so the people began to go. Look at Allah Ta'ala's system. This world requires a warrant of arrest, A person has to come and arrest the criminal. Here in Allah Ta'ala's system, there is no warrant of arrest. People began to accumulate under these clouds, and as they accumulated under the clouds, there was a breeze, and suddenly that clouds began to rain the clouds of fire. When the clouds of fire, the rain of fire began to come down, and this rajfa had taken place, this earthquake had taken place, the screeching sounds, then the people were absolutely and totally destroyed. They were left on their faces, right onto the ground. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, that those who had belied Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam, denied him, كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, it was as though they never inhabited the ground. There was absolutely no sign of the inhabitation. There was no sign of the buildings. There was no sign of the dwellings. There were no signs of the homes. It was like they were never on this earth. And then Allah says, "Alladheena kadhabu Shu'ayban kanu humul khasirin." They said, those that followed Shu'ayb alayhi salam are at a loss. Allah says, those who denied Shu'ayb alayhi salam, they are at a loss. Fatawalla anhum, the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, when he knew the adab was coming and Allah Ta'ala commanded him, he turned away from his people. Waqal ya qawm, and he said to his people, oh my people, laqad ablaghtukum risalati rabbi, certainly I had delivered to you the messages of my Rabb. Wa nasahtu lakum, and I advised you, I continuously advised you, I told you what was right, I told you what was wrong, you didn't take heed. فَكَيْفَ أَعْصَىٰ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. Now how and why should I grieve upon a community and a people that disbelieved in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah has given us Quran. Allah has given us Nabi. All Allah wants is our obedience, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to follow the commandments of Allah and that of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.